Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing the question of whether a bracha that we make on a mitzvah, birchas hamitzvah, is part and parcel of the bracha, or is a separate element from the actual bracha. There are two separate things. There's the mitzvah, and there's the bracha. That's the shaila. So we brought various rayas that the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. However, we could argue with our rayas, and we have a lot to talk about. Obviously, we can't do it all in one shir, or even in one lifetime. But lo alecham lechalek mor v'yata ben chorim li batel mimena. So there's a beautiful kuntres that was put out by Chashivu Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. His name is Harav HaGoyin Rav Mordechai Halevi Petterfreund, very well-known Talmud Chacham. So he wrote an entire kuntres on the topic. So we will base ourselves on him, because he's wonderful. He brings all the rayas, and how you can answer the rayas. And the Gemara in Baruchas, and Avtes Vovam, and this should be a schus for Yedid Nafshi, Harav Ezra Zanger Shlita, for being ma'ora this topic. In the Gemara in Baruchas, and Avtes Vov, Amid Aleph, it says that Dr. Rav Yossi says, Akari Shema V'lo Shmi Lazno Lo Yotza, is Dafka B'kriya Shema Do'i Raisa, V'l B'chere Shema Dai Rav Eino Shomea, Harotza Litra, and Trumusim Maisris. So if you read Shema and you don't hear it, you're not Yotze. That's Dafka Shema, which is Doraisa. But if one is deaf, he can speak and he can't hear, and he wants to be termed Shemus and Maisus, that the bracha is only Derabanan. Lo bibracha talia milsa. It's not talui in the bracha. Tosfos HaRosh explains that if the bracha on a fresh Shemus and Maisus would be min HaTorah, it would be me'akeves is HaMitzvah. It would hold back the mitzvah, and a fresh Shemus and Maisus would not be chal if one did not make a bracha on it, just like Kriya Shema. And only because the bracha is dirabanan, the bracha is not me'akeves, but if it would be daraisa, that's the diuk, famous Tosarosh, that it says that you're not yotze if you don't hear Kriya Shema, because it's daraisa. But when it comes to not making a bracha, it's only dirabanan, and it's not tolerating the bracha. So their hearing isn't as important. Mashma, if the bracha were d'oraisa, then it would be ma'akev. So it seems from the Tosfos HaRosh that when brachas are d'oraisa, it's ma'akev the mitzvah. And from here, a number of svarim prove that the bracha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. That since if birchas hamitzvah is min ha'torah, it would be ma'akev is ha'mitzvah. So if so, we can say that even lahalacha, that birchas hamitzvah is d'rabanan, and are not ma'akev b'di'eved, nevertheless lechatchila ke'en d'oraisa tiknuha shehi chelek me'amitzvah. So it says in the Sefer Dvar Shmuel on Psachim Kuftes Vav Amid Beis, and in the Sefer Anifla Drashos Beis Yishai of Hagon Rav Shlomo Fisher Shlita and Simon Nundalid Od Mekamos. So he wants to prove that brachas are part and parcel of the mitzvah, because if it was d'oraisa, it would be ma'akev. So we take a hold that brachos and mitzvahs are generally d'rabbanan, but since it's like logical to say that kein d'oraisa tikun, the rabbis were metakein the bracha like the d'oraisa, it's just like d'oraisa, it's part of the mitzvah because it's ma'akev. So to d'rabbanan, though it's not ma'akev, it's still part of the mitzvah. However, that's a raya only that there is a chisaron in the mitzvah when you didn't make a bracha. That because of this we can say that if it was min ha-Torah, it would be ma'akev. But not that the bracha receives the dinei ha-mitzvah, becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. Only you can prove from this that a mitzvah has a chisaron when you didn't make a bracha on the mitzvah, and it's enough of a chisaron that if it would be min ha-Torah, it would be ma'akev. But to say that the bracha receives the dinim of the mitzvah, and you can consider it part and parcel of the mitzvah, that already is not necessarily so. Maybe The mitzvah has a chisaron, so the bracha is connected to the mitzvah, but it's not actually part and parcel of the mitzvah. It has a shaychus to the mitzvah. You can even call it a tenai hama'ake, but that doesn't mean it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Sometimes you have that. You have something that's not part and parcel, but it's a tenai hama'ake. But the ikaraya we can be docha and say that if birchas ha-mitzvah would be min ha-Torah, it would have another gather. But we taka hold it's the rabbanan, and they didn't make it kein doraisa. That's just, I mean, it's all based on a svara, right? The svara is that kein doraisa, who says they always made kein doraisa? Everything is kein doraisa. No. Maybe if it were doraisa, there would be ma'akev because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if it's the rabbanan, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. In the Sefer Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, famous Tshuva in Chelek Aleph and Siman Tazayin, Sif Katan Bey, says that even according to the Tosis Harash, we can't say that really if the bracha was Doraisa, it would be Ma'akev, because we find Bikurim and Chalitza that the Kriya is Doraisa, and nevertheless it's not Ma'akev. Kriya's Parashas Bikurim, the Amir and Chalitza, not Ma'akev. So Mehechitesi for the Tosis Harash that the bracha would be Ma'akev. When I say ma'akev, I mean ma'akevis. I'm just shortening and make it easier. So it must be that the Rosh is talking only about a chere shesheino shamea baliba de Rabbi Yossi, who holds that im lo shmiel azna lo yatsa, vim kein havalei eino roi lebila, shebila ma'akevis bo, that it's not roi lebila, and it's not roi to make a bracha. So it has to be at least roi to make a bracha. But a pikeach, who's roi to make a bracha, v'vadai, the bracha's not ma'akev, even if it would be min ha-Torah. Just he has it's a special din of a cheresh. Now the bracha is not ma'akev no matter what, but it has to be roy. It has to be roy. If he's not roy, then it doesn't count. Pikeach who's roy lebila, he's roy rambila, as we discussed in the previous year, what it means that 60 measures of the flour of a mincha can mix properly with oil. More you can't. So the bila is not ma'akev. The mixing flour is not ma'akev, but. And it has to be Roy Labila, see also, as long as it's Roy Labila, that's enough. The Dvar Avram also writes over there in Sif Katan Tezayin that we can explain the Tos HaRosh differently. That Tos HaRosh writes, that if the bracha was Daraisa, it would be Me'akeves. What he means is, only if the bracha was written by Mitzvah HaFreshes Truma, Ke'ena Kriya Shel Bikurim, that it's written there, then you can say that it would be Me'akev. But if the bracha wasn't written there, we wouldn't have a Havamina, that the bracha of Truma would be ma'akev. It's not written in the parasha, so why should it be ma'akev? Val pizeh, the Birchas Avram explained that Birchas HaTorah is not ma'akev, even if it's min ha-Torah, that since the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah is written elsewhere, it's a special mitzvah. It's not written next to the mitzvah of limud. So how can we say it's ma'akev? No, they're two separate things. You have to make a bracha. It's one thing, even if it's daraisa. Some people hold the brachas Torah as daraisa, and you also have to learn. But it's not the ma'akev. Not ma'akev that you're not makayim the mitzvah. Al kol panim, we see mikol divrei advar Avram that it was lo nichale klal to say that the bracha is chelek me'a mitzvah, even if the bracha would be min ha-Torah, and kol shekein, that the brachas that are derabanan are not going to be chelek me'a mitzvah. The Adarabba, we could prove that the bracha is not part of the mitzvah from the Pnei Yahushua over there in the sugya, who explains the sugya differently than the Tosis HaRosh, or b'chol dvar of mavur, that even if brachas a mitzvah is min ha-Torah, nevertheless the bracha wouldn't be ma'akev the mitzvah. Look there, please, in the Pnei Yahushua. Look in the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Zayin, the Torah's Rafal in Siman Aleph, Dibur Maskel v'nei Afilu, that were marich like this. That even if the bracha would be min ha-Torah, the bracha would not be ma'akev. And it's mashmah they hold that the bracha is not chelek me'ha mitzvah, and therefore there's no tzad to say that it's ma'akev the mitzvah, for kol shekein l'didan, that brachas are only derabanan. Another ha'ara that many Rishonim write that when Chachamim added a siyag in a mitzvah, even if you're mekayim the ikar ha-mitzvah kehilchasa, but you're not mekayim the tosefes that the chachamim added, it's like you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. We've had shiurim on this, davar yadua me'od, that when chachamim were mosif a siyag, even you were mekayim the mitzvah kehilchasa, but you weren't mekayim the tosefes that the chachamim added, it's like you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. So the fizef, the bracha, would be part of the mitzvah. Why did the Tosfos HaRash write Bebior HaGemara that Ludidan, that the bracha is the Rabbanan, it's not Ma'akev the mitzvah, and so was Pasha to all the Rishonim and Achronim. Sof, he's Mechaser Chelek Meha Mitzvah Shetiknu Chachamim. So he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah like Chachamim said. So it should be Ma'akev. So if the bracha is a mitzvah nefredes, we understand why it's not Ma'akev the mitzvah, because it's something separate. But if it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, and we know that if the Chachamim, at least according to some Rishonim, that if the Chachamim say to do a mitzvah in a certain way and you don't do it that way, you're not Yotze even the mitzvah d'oraisa. Again, it's Machlokas Rishonim, but according to those Rishonim who hold Tosis in Sukkah, Gimel Amar Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah, Reish Brachas, Ayeno Dvar Avram Chelik Besim and Chavav Siv Kan Yud. So according to those Rishonim who hold that it's part in, who hold that you have to do the d'oraisa like the rabbi said, otherwise you're not Yotze, so then if even if the bracha was the Rabbanan, it should still be Ma'akev. Why is it a Dover Pashat that if it's the Rabbanan, it's not Ma'akev? It should be Ma'akev because he weren't Mekayim the mitzvah as the Chachamim told you. The answer is that it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. Since it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev. It's a separate element. And therefore you can't say they weren't Mekayim the mitzvah like Chachamim said. He's Mekayim the mitzvah like Chachamim said. Just he's Chasid the bracha, but the mitzvah itself he did properly, and you can't say it's part of the mitzvah. The Ramban in Mitzvah's essay Shehishmit HaRambam B'Mitzvah Tesvav Hosif Al Minyan HaMitzvah Shel HaRambam, old Mitzvah's essay. And what's the Mitzvah's essay that he added? L'Hodos L'Hashem Yisbarach V'Chol Eitz Shenikra B'Tar B'Time Yud L'Read the Torah, to thank God because Shen Itztaveinu B'Brach Achar Kol Achila Kein Itztaveinu B'Zu. Just like we make a brach after we eat, we're also making a brach here. The Ramban concludes Mechlal Zem Yisbar Shehabracha Hazu Min HaTorah Ve'ein Roy Limnos Mitzvah Achas Ima Kriya Kamo Shemikra Bikurim Einu Nimna Achas Im HaVa'asan V'Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Imachilas HaPesach. The Ramban says that the bracha is min haTorah, and we're not going to enumerate it as one mitzvah with the kriya like mikra bikurim, and like Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim with achilas haPesach. So to be miyashev divrei haRambam, the Rambam didn't enumerate this mitzvah. The Ramban says that this mitzvah is min haTorah, and it's a separate mitzvah from the actual learning, unlike kriyas bikurim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which are connected to Havas HaBikurim and Achilas HaPesach respectively. So the B'miyashiv, the Rambam, that he didn't enumerate this mitzvah, writes the Kiryas Sefer that the Rambam included this in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore he didn't enumerate it separately. And so writes the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Mem Zayin Sif Beis, and he's mevar the chilik between this and Mikra Bikurim, and he's tamei on the Ramban. So we can possibly prove from here that the bracha is part of the mitzvah, because in the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Parakeitz Ad Mevarchim it says Uminayin shekol hamitzvos to unos bracha Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Abra Kana b'shem Rulazer ve'etna lecha esluchos efe ator v'mitzvah hikish Torah l'mitzvah l'mitzvos ma Torah to una bracha af mitzvos to una bracha. In other words, the din of birchas hamitzvos b'chol hamitzvos is learned from birchas haTorah. It's just like we find according to the Rambam, as understood by the Kiryas Sefer, that Birchas HaTorah is mitztaref to Torah and is considered one mitzvah together with the Torah. So too, we can say all mitzvahs, that Birchas HaMitzvah is mitztaref to the mitzvah because it's learned one from the other. And lefi zeh, the Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha, is not only mashpi on the mitzvah, but rather it's a dover echad mamish. Wow, that's a raya. But no, efshar litchos raya zu, we can really reject this raya and say as follows, that our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi. Where did it see in our Gemara that we learn Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan, and it's not learned from Birchas HaTorah. V'lo karav zel zeh kol ha-layla. So Aliba de HaBavli, that we learn, that we paskin like the Bavli usually. So even if we say Birchas HaTorah, the bracha is chelek me'amitzvah, which isn't muchach, but even if we say Birchas HaTorah is chelek me'amitzvah, nevertheless there's no raya to other Birchas HaMitzvahs, because there's no shaychus between Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMitzvahs, because we don't paskin like the Alfusa of the Yerushalmi. Rather, we hold they're two separate sources, and Birchas HaMitzvahs is not learned from Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah might be part and parcel of the mitzvah, might be ma'akiv the mitzvah, but not birchas mitzvah. And it makes sense. If something is min haTorah, birchas haTorah is min haTorah, so we can understand why the Rambam would say, okay, it's all included in one mitzvah, and maybe it's ma'akiv the mitzvah. Maybe. Or maybe you're just not ma'akiv the mitzvah properly if you don't do birchas haTorah, but it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah. Sure, you could say it's ma'akiv the mitzvah. So the Torah made birchas haTorah on the Torah. But otherwise, if you have a mitzvah from the Torah, some hechitesi that the mitzvah is now going to become part of the brachas become part of the mitzvah. That's number one. Number two, not everyone agrees with the Kiryas Sefer that even if we say that what is the Rambam the Kiryas Sefer wanted to say that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is one, the reason Rambam didn't enumerate Birchas HaTorah is because it's the same together with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Shagas Aryeh, the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tov Lamed, the Prima Gadim, the Spicha Kolelas, the Pnei Moshe, others, they say that Pashat the Rambam holds that Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanan. So Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanan, it's not part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, so even if you go with the Yerushalmi and you learn Birchas HaMitzvah from Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah is not part of the Mitzvah, so why would Birchas HaMitzvah be? And Befrat, the famous Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, that he says that the Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the Cheftz of Torah, therefore women are shaykh to the bracha. It's a bracha on the Cheftz of Torah, so therefore it's not a bracha on them. You can't say it's part of the mitzvah. You're making a bracha on the object of Torah, but it's not part of your Maisa mitzvah. Al Kopanim, from the Ramban and other Monei HaMitzvahs that were Monei Birchas HaTorah b'Tor Mitzvah Nefredes mitalmud Torah, if you learn that it's a separate mitzvah, then vaday muchach that the bracha is not part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. To say that it's a separate mitzvah and yet it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's very hard to say. And adarabba, now we have a raya for all the mitzvahs because bepashtus birchas haTorah is a birchas haMitzvahs, okay? And we have nowhere clearly in the Rishonim, and clearly in the Achronim the other way, that birchas haTorah is included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there are two separate mitzvahs, as we have explicitly in the Ramban. So. It's a separate mitzvah, so kal v'chomer. If birchas haTorah, which is de'oraisa, we see that it's not part of the mitzvah, like according to the Ramban, kol shekein shar birchas haMitzvahs that are derabanan are not part and parcel of the mitzvah. Or you could say no, like the Rabbeinu Chaim says, and the birchas haTorah is different because you're making brach on the cheftz of the mitzvah. So birchas haTorah is different, but it's definitely not muchach from anywhere that, at least in the meantime, from this year, that Birchas HaMitzvah, or probably anywhere, that Birchas HaMitzvah is part and parcel of the actual mitzvah. It's a chelek mehaMitzvah. No. And again, you see this from the fact that even a bracha min haTorah is not enumerated as one mitzvah, and also not even explicit in the Rambam, it's certainly according to the Ramban. You see that even though it's a bracha min haTorah, it's not enumerated together with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's a separate mitzvah. So if it's a separate mitzvah, certainly Birchas HaMitzvah Shtarbanan are going to be a separate mitzvah. So we have a lot more to talk about. Mir Tashem, Siyata Dishmaya, and hopefully we will continue in the next year, and we will see more Niflos, Meitoras Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.